Well, thank the Lord tonight for where He brought us from and what He brought us to. And I don't know, I think we all can relate some part of that, where we could have been, and some of us can think where we were. And sometimes if you think about something, if you follow a thought out, it's amazing where it can wind up. I can think about my life, too, and I shudder sometimes to think where it could have wound up by the grace of God, and that's all. He spared my life and my soul, and I just praise Him tonight for that. The 91st Psalms is a great declaration, a declaration of security. A declaration of comfort and hope and peace. A declaration of eternal life. A declaration of faith and trust. A declaration that God is over all and there's none greater. It's a declaration of the providence of God and that we can safely trust and that we can walk through life without fear. That we can walk clean and pure before God and in this world. And I thank God for a declaration. One person said on the 91st Psalm that it was possibly, some of the old Jewish scholars thought it was a conversation between David and Solomon, and I forgot the other person. And now I don't know that. But the truths that are contained are eternal. And I'd like to look tonight. It speaks about me and you having a dwelling place. And not just any dwelling place, but a secure, a rested, happy dwelling place. A place that we can raise children. A place that we can be protected. A place where the storms and the pestilence not come nigh us. A place that is a secret place. One raw songwriter spoke about unknown to proud in heart, about the veil of humility. A place where you and me can be hidden, if you will. A tower that we can safely trust in. And the 91st Psalms begins this way. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Not under the shadow of the U.S. government. Not under the shadow of arms of men. But under the shadow of the Almighty God. Under the umbrella and under the protection and under the jurisdiction and under the care of. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. To abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. That's our right, our privilege. That's our calling tonight. By trusting Him, by believing Him, obeying Him, by taking advantage of the place, the opportunities, the truths that He's given us, we can abide in a very special, wonderful place. And it's under the shadow of the Almighty God. He that dwells there in this secret place, it's a place not of man, but it's the place of the Most High. God has a dwelling place, and God has a dwelling place for us. God has a place for you and me to abide. It's a place God created. It's not a place that man came up with. It's not a Shangri-La or a utopia somewhere, but it is in the very presence of God. He's prepared a place for us. Thank God tonight. And He said, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. A positive affirmation and declaration that under His wings we can safely abide. Under His wings we will be cared for. Jesus wept. He said, how oft I would have gathered you together as a hen does her chicks, but you would not. Oh, this night, may we understand God has a dwelling place for us. It's not in this world in the sense of a temple made with hands. It's not a place of this world in philosophy, but it's the promises and the covenants of God. It is the very proclamation and the plan of God that you and I dwell with Him, that we live with Him. Thank the Lord tonight for that. This secret place, it can mean different things to us. It's a protected place, and I believe it's a holy place. It's where God is. It's where God wants us to be. There was a time when man had sinned greatly against God, and I am of the persuasion you and me do not fully understand completely the impact of Adam's and Eve's transgression. It violated God to the extreme, and only the mercy of God extended Himself yet to fallen man. It plunged us into all the evils that there are. It plunged us into all the heartaches and the sorrows that exist. And it took more than just man's lamentations and man's constructions. The fig leaves were not enough. The abilities of man are not enough. There's no storm shelter constructed by man that is secure enough. It took the Lord, the Almighty God, to provide a dwelling place, a sanctuary, a hiding place, and to restore to us that which had been so lost, a relationship with the Almighty. Over in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, in the 19th verse, and the tabernacle, temple is mentioned here, the services that are incorporated therein, God on the mercy seat, God dwelling in a literal temple for a season, in the Holy of Holies, a place where man could only go once a year, a place that was not accessible to you or to me. I'm glad tonight that access has been made, that we can now dwell with God. We can abide in that secret sanctuary. We can abide in that very beautiful and holy realm with God, and we can be sheltered from the storm and the tumult of life. He said in the 19th verse, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Not of the bulls and not of the goats. That permitted once a year the high priest and the high priest alone to enter in. But Jesus, by His own blood, has entered in once forever for every one of us and allows you and me now to come boldly to the throne of grace by His blood. If you and me ever doubt, if we ever have a fear or dread that this secret place is not secure, remember the cost of it. Remember the cost of Jesus' blood, of having the feeling, if you will, of being separated from His Father, to feel the impact of the sins of the whole world, to have the reproach of basically all of mankind set upon Him. All the things that He allowed to happen to Him. I believe tonight we can trust God's sincerity. I believe we can trust that He has given us a secret place. That He absolutely paid for it because He wanted to. Oh, tonight, saints, let's enter into that secret place with Him. That place whereby we can say, Abba, Father. That place that we can have the security and the strength and the protection that we need, the wisdom that we need, that you and I can be more than a conqueror. We can rise above those things that would trample us under, and we can tread upon them. Let's believe God. Let's believe the report that an entrance has been made now into that most holy, into that secret place. He said, boldness. We've got boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. by a new and a living way. I have no way of estimating the number of animals that were slain under the law. We'd be staggered if we knew. I'm sure of that. But they are every one dead. They were burned. They were consumed in various ways. They were thrown out of the gate in some cases. Some of them were taken of. But every one of those sacrifices are now dead. But Paul wrote to us, but now is Christ risen. Praise the Lord. By a new and a living way. Not under the death and penalty of the law, but by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we can now have an assurance that in that secret place we can dwell. The porter opened to him. And the entrance into that special place has been granted to us now. By a new and by a living way, which He, Jesus Christ, I believe, hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. Thank God tonight that you and I can enter into this secret place. Not because you and me were virtuous and so wonderful, but because of God's love and because of God's mercy. Because of the wonderful grace and the gift of God that was not happy at all to see you and me floundering, fearful and doubting. And He called after us. After that, His Son had died for us. Oh, thank God today for this wonderful, wonderful place. He proclaims and declares to us we can dwell there. We can find rest to our soul. We can find peace that passes understanding. Think about that a minute. Of all the noble thoughts concerning peace, none of them ever established peace. Think about all the noble resolutions, honest resolutions, that were made with deep sincerity and conviction of the person making it, only to fall short. Only in Him is there peace. Only in Him is a peace that goes beyond the understanding of man. We can dwell there. We can abide there. We can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We can be protected and live there and be happy there and find peace there. It's ours, saints. It's ours. It's ours to embrace. It's ours to behold. It's ours to have. It's ours to claim. It's ours to protect. Oh, thank God. And ours to enjoy. Thank the Lord for that. That there has now been a new and a living way. The law was good. Wasn't anything wrong with the law in that sense. And it was the mercy of God that established the law and the ordinances thereof. And it was the mercy of God that allowed the blood of the animals to atone enough for man to at least once enter in a year. But now something better, a new and a better covenant. And you and I now have the privilege of entering into that. Oh, thank God for that today. The writer said, I will say, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Another declaration, you see. I could see why Adam Clark and maybe others thought, well, and the old Jewish writers back in the early centuries thought that this could have been a conversation. It's a declaration. I will trust. I will trust. Lord, yes, I will trust. I don't care what the world says. I will trust. I don't care what evidence is presented against it. I will trust. That's my refuge. Folks, if we turn loose of the refuge, we don't have it, do we? We don't have much to hold on to. He is my refuge. In Him I will trust. I would encourage us tonight to settle it. I don't have all the answers, and sometimes I'm afraid. And sometimes I fret. I'm ashamed to admit it, but it's the truth. But some way, somehow, by the grace of God, so far to this point, my declaration is, I will trust. I will trust. That is so necessary. You and me will face questions and things we do not understand. We will face pain. We will face an enemy. But the declaration is, He's my refuge. I've entered into a secret place, the high tower of the Lord. I've run into it. I'm safe there. Have you ever been in a safe place and felt afraid? Have you ever been in a storm? Have you ever been in a situation where all the evidence says you're safe, but I don't feel safe? I've been in those kind of places. Oh, but tonight we found a refuge. It's Jesus Christ, the covenant that He made with God and made with us. It's a secret place, unknown to the proud in heart. But it is our place. It is the place provided for us. It's a place of entrance into God Himself. Not into a building, not into philosophy, not into things of man. It is into God. If any man be in Christ, it's a new creature. Old pass away, and behold, all things become new. May the Lord help us to know this dwelling place is God. It's me and you in Christ, in God, and God in us. He's my refuge. By His grace in Him will I trust. I'll trust Him for everything. I'll trust Him when I think I know better. Think about it. None of us would just say, well, I know better than God, but sometimes we might think we know better than God. I'll trust in God when it seems like that's the easier way. But He's my refuge. In Him I will trust. I'll trust Him to the denying of myself. I'll trust Him. I say that, and I mean that. I hope you mean it. But I also know that's going to be tried. I'll trust Him. I'll trust Him in life when I want something different than what's been offered to me. I'll trust Him. Oh, He is our rock. In the process, He said, surely, oh, without a doubt tonight, oh, He that gave His own Son, how shall He not spare not His own Son? How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? And the psalmist says, surely, in the third verse, of a definite surety based on the evidence and the Word, on the God who cannot lie in the offering of His Son, surely He shall deliver thee. Do you ever feel the need of deliverance? We think sometimes, at least I do, that deliverance is from those terrible bears and lions and tigers that come upon us so unexpectedly sometimes. I am convinced life is also much more subtle than that. Much more subversive than that. And I wonder sometimes if we could pull back the curtain. How many times God has delivered us and never told us that He did it. You know, He's not one to brag. Obviously, Brother Kevin was delivered when he missed the intersection and could have had a wreck. Well, that's obvious. But how many times has God seen fit to deliver you and me and just been quiet about it? Tonight, saints, surely, this one who spared not His own Son, surely shall He not tonight deliver thee and me, you, from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome, racket, pestering vermin of society and the world? Surely God's grace, do we trust? Surely God's grace is superior to all that that comes against us. I believe that tonight. Sometimes my knees tremble and sometimes I'm tempted sorely. But I really, in my heart, believe God's grace is superior to all the things of the devil and all the things of the world. I really believe, and don't we all tonight, that the truth of the Lord endureth forever. I really believe God can't lie tonight. I'm going to trust in Him. I'm going to put my shaking hand in His. I'm going to put my tempted spirit and my tempted mind and confused mind, I'm going to place it in Him. You know what? I believe it'll be secure there. He's able to keep us, protect us, and deliver us. I praise God for that. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield. Buckler. Buckler is another kind of shield. Surely He'll do that for me. Surely He has provided enough in His plan that the fiery darts, if I'll stay behind that shield of faith, protect me, shield me from the dangers and the onslaughts of this old unkind place that sometimes we find us ourselves in. Oh, thou shalt not be afraid. When He talks about the terrors and the arrows and the pestilence and darkness for the destructions and all these things, He that abides in the shadow, dwells in the secret place of the Almighty, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. That's where God wants us tonight. Now when those pestilence and temptations, whatever you may consider them to be, He said that we don't have to be afraid. You know one thing it said about fear, it has torment. Have you ever been truly terrified? Probably most of us have. And not a very comfortable thing, to say the least. Fear takes on all manner of forms, comes from all sources. Probably most of us have had that craving fear come upon us. It's not a comfortable place. It's not really a place that we want to stay in. And one thing about man, it's fight or flight. And I'm more of the flight kind. I've been in places where I was totally wiped out in fear. And I found out I couldn't fight. I had the flight syndrome. That's the way it is. But I'm glad God is stronger than our fear. And He can cast out that craven part of us that would cause us to shrink back and not do the will of God. Men have been martyred, not in their strength, but in the strength of the Almighty. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Why? Because you're dwelling in a secret place. You're in a very special realm. You're in a place of closeness with God. 1,000 over here, 10,000 over there. We'll boast not about that. We'll not brag at all that we stood. But by the grace of God, we can stand. It'll not come nigh thee. Why? A choice. A decision. A submission. A giving of my will. An opening up of my heart and entering into the promise. Now I have a secure place. It's in the presence in that secret place of the Almighty God. Oh, tonight, it's not if 1,000 and 10,000 fall. It's not because of my virtue or yours. It's not because we're so strong and well indoctrinated. No. It's because we found that secret place. We're in that covenant relationship with Jesus Christ and God the Father. That's it. But see the benefits of it? Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You know, the people of old believe this. They quoted this to Christ. Devil, I believe, did, didn't he? Tempting Christ. Christ would not enter into that relationship. Sometimes we think devastation comes awful close. And maybe it does in the flesh. But do you know, with temptations and devastation, there's more to it than just the present distress. There's the consequences of how we stand against it that you and me need deliverance from. We don't want the consequences of death, the consequences of mishaps, to cause you and me to go into despair or lose our relationship. May the Lord of heaven help you and me to know, if we make the Lord God of heaven our refuge, I don't understand it, but it works. In the greatest suffering man may undergo, you may have the victory if you count it so. I don't understand that one, but it works. I'm going to promise you that based on my little experience. It works. It actually works. You and me can go through the hardest, at least to us, and come out on the other side with praise to God. I don't know how you did it, God, but I still love you. I still trust you. I have found you to be, right here in this present distress, my refuge, my anchor, my hiding place. It works, folks. It's not a mystical thing in the sense that it's voodoo and magic. No, it's something that's here. It's here. It goes back to what God has done and Christ has done. It goes back to a declaration you and me made. I will trust. He will be my refuge. In some way, you go through those, and you know what? You're safe. You're well. And you come out in love with Jesus Christ. Speaks about angels here, and I believe in angels. I wouldn't mind seeing an angel. God says we may have entertained some unaware, so be nice to everybody. So I'm sure we've seen angels, but it looked like just one of us, maybe. He said, those angels shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. I don't know what all that had. That's pretty simple. I think it goes beyond that. I think sometimes we do dash our feet on stones. Most of us have fallen. Most of us have had a little mishap in life. Listen to what the writer of Deuteronomy said, 33 and 27. Let's go to the 26th verse, 33 and 26. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, that's Jerusalem or Israel, who rideth upon the heavens in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. My God rides upon the heaven and for your help. For your help. And in his excellency upon the sky to help us. The children learn God is everywhere. God is where you are, people. He's where I am. He's there in a very present help in the time of trouble. He is our refuge. In him I will trust. God is there, folks. It makes no difference where you and me are. God is there. God is in our distresses. God is in our fears. God is in our joys. He's in our homes, our marriages. He's in our thoughts. He's in everything about us. God is there. He rides upon the heaven. He goes across the skies. There's no place that he cannot go. David said, if I go here and if I go down into the deep, you're there, Lord. There's no place I can find where God is not. For my help. Think about it. For my help. You get over in a desolate place. Look around. I don't know where he is exactly, but God's there for your help. You get in some financial troubles, God is there for your help. You get in a place of distress, of fear, of sickness, God is there for your help. He's there, folks. He's not there to slap you, to chasing you in a sense of hurting you. He's there for your help. He goes across the skies, if you will. I don't know what all that means, but it blessed me. God's riding and going across, looking, observing, seeing you and me for our help. The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy before thee, and shall destroy them. Speaking probably of a literal place right now. But what I'm thinking about is underneath. The platform up here is probably wood. Underneath it's concrete, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about something everlasting. The everlasting arms of God. And he said he'd hold you up, lest you dash your feet or foot against a stone. I believe he's talking about sin. I believe he's talking about despair. I believe he's talking about discouragement that would consign us to hell. I believe he's talking about eternal victory. I believe he's talking about eternal weights of glory. I believe he's talking about you and me becoming more than an overcomer. Paul said, none of these things move me. In another place he said, sirs, I believe God. It's going to be just like he said it's going to be. Oh, tonight, underneath you saints and me are the everlasting arms of God. He can't lie to us. Now, there's a place that I want to dwell. It's in that secret place. It's in that place where God is, where he dwells, where he abides. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, and the dragon. Thou shalt trample under feet more than a conqueror. A victor. A winner. Because. Why? Why is all this good happening to me? Why is it happening to you? Because he hath set his love upon me. I like a translation, and it's in quite a few of the translations. Because, why? This is a conversation, if you will. Because he loves me, says the Lord. He looks at you and me. I'm convinced of that. I will rescue him. I will protect him. King James said, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. It has to be speaking of God here loving us, or us loving God, because we sure can't deliver ourselves. Thank the Lord tonight that God appreciates our love. He appreciates our trust. He honors our faith. In him I will trust. We can say that, but we can't make it happen. We've got to do it, though. We've got to trust. It's part of our consecration, part of our determination. It's part of what we've been speaking of over the last few weeks, part of our preparation. We've got to prepare to trust him. We've got to be ready to trust him. We've got to be wanting to trust him. And he said to you and me, because of that, because this man, that woman loves me, I'm going to stand by them and I'm going to protect them. I will set him on high. He shall call on me and I will answer him. Again, a declaration. Oh, tonight, saints, the 91st Psalm. A declaration to trust him. A declaration from God to us. Telling us about a secret place. A wonderful place. Telling us about the dwelling under the shadow of the Almighty God. It is something we should lift up our voices in high praise to him. I praise the Lord who bought me. Hallelujah. Oh, that we would have 10,000 voices in ourselves just to praise God for his wonderful. I am so frail. I am so fragile. I am so afraid. I need help more than anyone. I'm convinced of that, and I'm not just saying that. Praise God, He's my refuge. I've run to Him, I've cried to Him, I've confessed to Him, and He's been there. And He's carried me through things that I didn't know 10 minutes ahead of time if I could even do it or not. Same as it is with you. He is our eternal refuge tonight. Why? Because His arms are underneath us and He cares for us. Tonight, saints, let's love Him more. Let's stand in awe. I think about some of the old fellows of old. The Lord appeared to them. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were astounded. I don't know what all that word means. Probably lost some definitions down through the centuries. Some of them were speechless. Some of them were prostrate. I see it as such a awe-inspiring, such a, oh, everything but life itself leaves you. Oh, that we might be astounded tonight at the wonderful workings of God. And in the process, be encouraged. The 91st Psalm, declaring to us the love of God, the dwelling place for you and me, a place of safety and of refuge and of hope, a place that the plagues that have taken the lives of others will not come nigh you, not come nigh me. We don't have to turn this thing loose. God's with us. We don't have to raise our children any different than the Word of God declares. God is with us. We don't have to be the generation that was spoken about earlier that turns loose and everything goes downhill. We can be those that are steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, because God is with us. God loves us. God cares about our welfare. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I think about that word honor. And I think about my wife. She honors me. And you don't have to forget this. I'm saying this with all truth. I don't feel worthy of that honor. I sure thank God for it. Take it another step. God honors us. Now that is a statement. See, the elephant never sinned. The tiger never disobeyed God. The other animals, the cows in the field, never backed their ears and said, "We're not going to do it." But I did. And yet, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to honor us with an opportunity to be saved, with an opportunity to enter into the secret place of the Most High, to enter into a relationship with God whereby we can be kept under the shadow of the Almighty and be covered by His wings, whereby we can declare He is our refuge, and in Him I will trust. Only way we can do that is, John said it, not that we love God, but that God loved us. Because He honored us, now you and me can abide in a most beautiful place. And you know, I want to ask us tonight, think about it. Are we dwelling there? Have you found for yourself the security of that place? I don't mean this in the sense that if you're not in that place, you're not saved. Could mean that, but I think it's more than that. Have you found that secret dwelling place of trust, of relinquishing yourself? Have you found that secret place that the Lord provided through Jesus Christ and His blood, and we can enter into that bold, confident state with Him, whereby then we can freely declare, He is my refuge. In Him I will trust. I think that's a place that we as Christians can attain to. I believe it's a place, God. I know it's a place God wants us. And I want to be there. And sometimes I'm a little ashamed of myself because, wait a minute, Lord, I'm supposed to be there. I believe I am. But I also have got this veil of flesh. And God is merciful. And God is kind. And I have found myself confessing to Him, Lord, I said earlier, I trust You, and You are my refuge. And look at me now. Please help me. And you know He's come to my aid. He's come to my rescue. And underneath I found, guess what was there? The everlasting arms of God. The 91st Psalms. Security, hope, refuge, strength, love, eternal life, safety and a dwelling place with God. It's all promised here. It's all given to us. And I want to encourage us. I will deliver Him and honor Him. With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. It hasn't yet appeared to us what we'll become, how it'll all be, but we can have this assurance that I'm going to be like Him. And I shall know Him as He knows me. Today, He'll show me by His Holy Ghost the deep things of God, the rich things of God, the positive things of God. Oh, let's not let our hearts be troubled. Let's go on the offensive against the devil. Not in our might, but in the might of the eternal God. In the might of Almighty God, don't take Satan's lies as your destiny or what has to be. Don't get discouraged because 1,000 and 10,000 fall. Remember the promise. It doesn't have to come nigh you. Things happen and people do bad things, but you don't have to do it. People get afraid and discontented and they go away from God, but you don't have to do that. And you can be true and you can be faithful and you can say, even so, come Lord Jesus. And you can look the lions and the tigers and the snakes and the scorpions and the pestilence in the face. Say, so you come to me with all your power, all your uncircumcised authority, but I stand here and I resist you in the name of the God of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's not going to forsake me. Your knees are shaken. My knees may be shaken, but in Him do I trust. None of those things have to come nigh us. There can be a barrier, a wall of salvation, if you will, to protect us from the noise and pestilence out there. I thank God tonight for the 91st Psalms. Pray for me.